Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we and many other states have mentioned, the ability to exercise human control and judgment during the development and use of autonomous weapon systems is key to ensure compliance with obligations under international law, in particular international humanitarian law. Conducting a legal review of autonomous weapon systems in line with guiding principle E is one of the ways in which we can ensure that human judgment and control is retained. We note that conducting a legal review is not only a legal obligation for state parties to AP1, but that all states are under the obligation to determine, in advance, whether a weapon system they use can be deployed in accordance with international law. It logically follows that a crucial aspect of this review must be to assess the presence of human judgment and control in the weapon system. As the Palestinians have referred to in their working paper, the application of specific machine learning techniques could lead to the opaque functioning of autonomous weapon systems. This poses a significant challenge to ascertain the implementation of human judgment and control in those systems. Therefore, the legal review must establish whether the commander or operator has sufficient understanding of the system's way of operating, its effects, and likely interaction with its environment. By doing so, commanders and operators can predict and explain the behavior of the weapon system, ensuring compliance with international humanitarian law. An important precondition for performing adequate reviews is the need to be mindful of rapidly evolving technological developments related to autonomous weapon systems. When the weapon system is modified so that the functioning of the system significantly changes, for example, through alterations of its underlying algorithms, additional reviews must be performed. We think the new working paper submitted by Austria provides useful elements and language regarding this topic. To conclude, we encourage states to adopt national legislation to review and determine whether a weapon system can be deployed in accordance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law. In addition, we explicitly invite states to disclose the results of such weapon reviews insofar as is compatible with confidentiality obligations and operational considerations. This enables states to learn from each other. At the same time, sharing results of weapon reviews can function as an important trust-building measure. Thank you, Mr. Chair.